We will continue as a parliament, as a government, to stand shoulder to shoulder with people who are doing it very, very tough. Together, we will get through this drought. Our farmers, our rural communities are the most resilient people in this land, make no mistake. It's all about tackling tough times together. United as one, as a government, as a nation.
That was Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack in Question Time today, ahead of tomorrow's National Drought Summit. Its aim is to figure out better ways for the government to assist farming families and those affected by the drought. The PM will be there along with our Federal Agriculture Minister. So what sorts of changes are actually on the table? What do people want to see? Tanya Cameron is the National President of the Country Women's Association. She'll be attending the summit tomorrow. And Adam Colsow is the President of the Rural Doctors Association of Australia. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thanks for having us.
Tanya, what sort of issues are drought-affected Australians coming up against? What do you want to see resolved tomorrow? You know, if there was one big thing that came out of this summit, what would you like it to be?
I don't know. I think probably the most important thing to come out of this is that some action happens, some sort of action. People need some immediate support, but they also need to know that long term there are going to be some changes to the current policy and the policy settings around drought.
So what do you mean, more money?
Not necessarily more money. It could be measures around looking at different ways of classifying drought areas and an improvement in classifying those areas and a little bit better method of declaring drought areas. It could involve more funding in providing research dollars or more money to the Bureau for better prediction tools if farmers are going to be expected to be prepared, and they have been prepared, but if they're going to be better prepared, then they need more tools to be able to do that.
So, Adam, from your perspective, how is the drought affecting the health of your patients? What do you want to see come out of this?
Well, the drought's having a fundamental effect on patients' health overall in rural communities. Rural communities have really been really strongly affected by this, not just the farmers, but the communities that support them. And what we're seeing is people are less inclined to come to the doctor. They haven't got time to come to the doctor. If you're feeding cattle on a daily basis, you don't have a lot of time for self-preservation and looking after your health. And as a result of that, people are neglecting their health and their health outcomes, which are already poorer in rural parts of the country, are only going to get worse the longer this goes on.
So we know that it's at a dire state, and yet we know that we have droughts. They happen all the time in Australia. We are used to this. And yet we have this discussion over and over and over again. What needs to change in our thinking, Tanya?
It's probably more a case of we have had droughts before. This one is much more widespread. So people are having to actually access fodder or stock from a lot further away. So it's actually costing them more this time around. I think probably what has to change is perhaps the way we think about these things. And perhaps I think there are a lot of farmers who are very prepared for this, but I think at a government level and at a public level, we have to actually understand that farmers do prepare, but for how long do they need to prepare? So I know people who have fed for 2 years now. They've had that feed on hand. They've had enough feed for 2 years. What is an acceptable time to expect someone to look after themselves? So thinking around that probably needs to be addressed. I totally agree with Adam about communities and the impact that this is having on communities and the services that support agricultural industries and the communities in which farmers live. No one's actually thinking about supporting them, and they're struggling just as much. Their incomes have been affected because of the length of this drought, and people just aren't able to support those businesses in their local communities. And once they're gone, they're gone. So any recovery is also going to be more difficult.
Be fascinating to see what resolutions tomorrow comes up with. Thanks to both of you.
No worries. Thanks, Patricia.